Chapter 5. Queen at Number 1. Queen were becoming famous, not only in the UK, but in other countries in Europe as well. They went on another British tour and also performed at gigs in Sweden, Finland, Germany, Holland, Belgium, and Spain. At every gig, Freddie was the star of the show. He loved performing live and always did his best to make his audience happy. Next, Trident organised a big international tour for the band. In January 1975, they went back to the USA again. Everything started well, but then Freddie started having problems with his voice. He went to see a doctor who told him he should not sing for the next 3 months. Queen had a concert in Washington that evening, and Freddie was very worried because he did not want to cancel it. He continued with the show, but Jack Nelson cancelled some of Queen's other concerts. By the end of the tour, Queen had played at only 33 out of the 48 concerts outside of Europe, so again, Trident and Queen lost money. Queen had become very popular with young people in Japan, where both Sheer Heart Attack and Killer Queen were top of the charts. The Japanese fans wanted to see Queen perform live, so Trident organised a tour of 8 concerts in Japan. However, nobody knew if Freddie's voice would be better by the start of the Japanese tour. Queen really wanted to perform live in Japan because they had so many fans there. So Jack Nelson decided that Freddie and the band would go to Hawaii for a holiday first and then go on to Japan. When Queen finally arrived at the airport in Tokyo, they were welcomed by about 3,000 fans, all wearing Queen t-shirts. Over the next 12 days, Queen travelled around Japan, playing in concerts on most days. The fans loved them and gave Freddie and the rest of the band lots of presents. By now, Queen were big stars, but back in London, they were having serious problems with Trident about money. Freddie was not happy because Norman Sheffield did not want to give him money to buy an expensive piano. John wanted money to buy a house, and Roger wanted money to buy a new car. But Norman did not want to give money to the band. Norman told Queen to wait until the end of the year, because all the money from Queen's records would arrive by then. But Freddie was not happy about this, and could not understand why he had to wait. Queen's records were selling well, and they had won several important music prizes for Best Live Group, Best British Group, Best International Group, and Best Single for Killer Queen. Freddie had also won the Ivor Novello Songwriting Prize for Killer Queen. "But we're stars," Freddie said to Norman. "We're selling millions of records." Norman told Freddie again to wait until December. But Freddie became angry and argued with him. "I want it all," he shouted. "I want it now." Later, in 1989, these words were in one of Queen's songs, "I Want It All." Queen had done very well with their hit single, Killer Queen, and their third album, Sheer Heart Attack. But they knew that their next single had to be a big hit, because they still did not have enough money. So, in August 1975, they started working on their fourth album, called A Night at the Opera, after a movie by the Marx Brothers, a family of American actors who made funny films. The four members of Queen all wrote songs for the new album. However, many months before, Freddie had begun working on a new song, Bohemian Rhapsody, at the piano in his flat in Kensington. Bohemian Rhapsody lasted 6 minutes and was very different from other pop songs. It was in three parts, and the middle part was like opera. It was the first time that opera had been used in a pop song. Queen were angry with Norman Sheffield because he had not wanted to give them their money. So they stopped using the Trident recording studios. They recorded the first part of Bohemian Rhapsody at the Rockfield Studios in Wales instead, then moved to London to finish it. It was a difficult song to record because it was very long, with many different parts for voices and guitar. Also, Freddie often wanted to change or add new things, which meant that everything had to be recorded several times. So Bohemian Rhapsody took about 3 weeks to record, the same time as a whole album would normally take. At last it was ready, and Freddie was happy with it. However, when people heard it for the first time, most of them were very surprised because they had never heard anything like it before. Queen wanted to release Bohemian Rhapsody as the first single from A Night at the Opera, but there was a problem. The best way to promote a new song was for DJs to play it on the radio to millions of listeners. But most songs were about 3 minutes long, and Bohemian Rhapsody was nearly 6 minutes long. So most DJs did not want to play it. EMI, Queen's record company, asked Queen to make the song shorter, but they did not want to do that. John had written another song on the album, You're My Best Friend. EMI asked Queen to release this as the album's first single, but the band said no. Then, Freddie's friend, the DJ Kenny Everett, heard Bohemian Rhapsody and loved it. When Kenny heard about their problems with getting it played on the radio, he decided to help by playing it on his show on Capital Radio. So, the next weekend, he played small parts of Bohemian Rhapsody to his listeners, then the whole song. He played it 14 times over the next 2 days. Hundreds of Queen fans called Capital Radio to ask about the record, and they visited record shops to try to buy it. That week, Paul Drew, an American DJ, was in London. After hearing Bohemian Rhapsody on the radio, he took it back to the USA, and soon many people there wanted it too. Bohemian Rhapsody was released as a single in the UK on the 31st of October 1975 and entered the UK charts at number 47. After a week, it reached number 17, and then it entered the top 10. Queen were invited to play it on Top of the Pops, but they did not want to do that because Bohemian Rhapsody was very difficult to play in a small TV studio. Also, Queen did not enjoy performing on Top of the Pops because they could not play their songs live on the show, but had to sing to a recording. So Trident made a video to go with the song, and the video was played on Top of the Pops instead. It was a great success, and on the 25th of November 1975, Bohemian Rhapsody became the number one song in the UK, and it stayed at the top of the charts for the next 9 weeks. Top of the Pops showed the video every week, and this helped to keep the song in the charts. The Bohemian Rhapsody video was the first music video to promote a song, and after its success, other bands started making videos of their song too. A Night at the Opera reached number one in the UK album charts and stayed there for 4 weeks. For many people, it is the most famous Queen album. Bohemian Rhapsody is also many people's favourite Queen song. But what does the song actually mean? People have had different ideas, but nobody knows for sure. Freddie was asked many times in interviews what the song means, but he never gave an answer. People still ask me what Bohemian Rhapsody is all about and I say, I don't know, he said. I think people should just listen to it, think about it, and then decide for themselves what it means to them. By the end of January 1976, Bohemian Rhapsody had sold more than 1 million records in the UK. It also went to number one in the singles charts in the UK, Australia, Canada, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and Belgium, and to number nine in the USA. After Freddie's death in November 1991, it went to number one in the UK again. Queen in Japan.